You have been here before, Dr. Alex Hunt, and I saw that you have a Southern Plains Conference coming up in February. I wanted to have you share that information with everyone across the High Plains. So welcome back, and I'm very excited to see the topic is something that relates to every one of our listeners across the HPPR region. How are you doing today, Alex?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Jenny. Thank you for having me. And yes, we are the Center for the Study of the American West at West Texas A&M University. And we're putting on the Southern Plains Conference for the second time. And this time the theme is representing, modeling, and imagining water on the Southern Plains.
Something that every single person in this region, I mean, the Ogallala Aquifer almost just kind of maps with the listener region of the High Plains Radio. Yeah. So is this the second one that you've had, and we had water as the topic last time as well?
No, last time we did it, which was 2 years ago, was a theme of sense of place, which was a lot of fun. And this time we are sort of focusing in more on something of great issue and moment for us.
Yeah, this is a topic that we hear quite a bit about in our regional coverage. What was it that compelled you to really just focus this around water right now?
Well, obviously, it's something we have to keep talking about. And yet, I think in a way, we hear about it so much that we get sort of inured to that. And so part of what I tried to do was develop a slightly different angle on the subject, which is to think about not just presenting the facts, which of course that's very important, and we will encourage that, but also to think about sort of what do we really know and how do we know it, and then how do we communicate that understanding to others, to the general public or to our colleagues. So we have this sort of emphasis on representation, modeling, and imagining from different disciplinary perspectives. So, you know, how do environmental historians describe the aquifer? How do ag scientists describe the aquifer, and so on? Is it a question of graphs and maps? Is it a question of narration? Is it, you know, we also want to talk to artists about how they see it, writers, because I think that one of the problems of the aquifer is that we don't see it. So we have to use the mind's eye, and how that perception in our mind is shaped, I think, is very important, fundamentally important. And so that's what we want to talk about.
And I love that the conference, the speakers that you have, like you said, it's got some folks from, you know, engineering, agriculture. You've got people who are thinking about it, that are, you know, thinking about it from a philosophical standpoint, people that are writers, people that are doing documentaries on you know, give us a little cross-section of some of the folks that you've invited to take part in this so that folks know who they can come see if they want to take part in the conference.
You bet. So our keynote speakers, the first one is Mary Lisa Trujillo. She's a geoscientist, but also a filmmaker, and she made a documentary called Written on Water. And we're going to be screening that documentary on the first evening of the conference, which is February 20th. And then on February 21st, she will give a lecture based on her making of the documentary and how she goes from being a scientist to filmmaker and why. Then another keynote is Julene Baer, who wrote a really wonderful book called The Ogallala Road. And she's going to talk about her background as being part of a farm family from Kansas and how that shaped her perspective on the matter. And another keynote we have is Kenna Archer. She's an environmental historian from Angelo State and one of the co-authors of a very important history textbook called Ogallala, Water for a Dry Land. And then interspersed with those, we have people from WT and elsewhere, like you said, in fields of geology, agriculture, engineering, things of that sort. And then we have professionals as well from the region, including Texas Parks and Wildlife, Agricultural Extension, and other areas like that. And then the whole thing is going to wrap up with a panel of practitioners, people who actually are farming or otherwise working the land. And that's going to be a panel chaired by Daryl Birkenfeld of Ogallala Commons called Moving from Managed Depletion to Living Within Our Ogallala Water Budget. And so that's going to be one of the ultimate, you know, last events of that day, which is Friday the 21st.
And I love that thinking of the water as having a budget because, you know, mm-hmm. one of the first things you hear when you're not from here and you move down here is you see, oh, this is kind of used to be known as the Great American Desert. And then you look around and you see these folks that are just watering these crops and you're like, is this sustainable? And you wonder, you know, there are a lot of scientific ways to make these things possible. But when you're dealing with water scarcity, should we be rethinking these practices? Yes. And Julene Bear, of course, you might know her from High Plains Public Radio's feature, Our Turn at This Earth. So we do focus on that as well. So I do believe this is going to be something of interest to everyone across the High Plains. Again, that's going to be the 20th and 21st. Down here is going to be on campus at WT.
Yes, in fact, at the Panhandle Plains Historical Museum.
Wonderful. Well, this is very exciting. I can't wait to hear more about this, and I hope that I'm in town for this one because I think I'm normally out of town for these. There are always these folk concerts and things happening around then. But this is fabulous. How can folks get more information about it if they wanted to check it out and register? Yeah.
The best way is to look up our website. Again, we're CSAW, which is spelled C-S-A-W. So if you look up West Texas A&M University, and CSAW, you'll find our homepage, and we have a button there for Southern Plains Conference.
Perfect. And I will post that link as well, folks. Southern Plains Conference is coming up. Mark your calendars, February 20th and 21st. Thank you so much, Alex. This is such a fabulous content, you know, that really just relates to everything across the High Plains. And I'm really fascinated to see how this is all going to come together. And I do think about water. I tell you that all the time. I shamed my husband this morning when he was like,
good.
You know, like, hey, turn off the water while you're brushing your teeth, you know.
He needs shaming.
Absolutely. Thank mm-hmm. you. Thank you for supporting me in that. All right. Well, you need to get off to Seesaw. You need to get back on the Seesaw.
Yeah, I have class.
You do have class. You're a very classy guy. All right. Well, thank you so much, Alex. This is such important work, and I really appreciate that we have it here down in the Texas Panhandle for all of our listeners. All right, folks, we're going to keep it going with some Jason Huber. Here's Centerline off the new album, Moondog. We'll send this out to all the people who love the aquifer.